Good morning, you beautiful people. I woke up today and decided to record my first podcast ever. Let's see. Let's keep this one about motivation and just how I'm feeling today and how I've been feeling for a while now. You know, sometimes we live life in dogma, especially in the United States with our day-to-day life. Steve Jobs said it best, dogma is pretty much living your life based off others' opinions and their thoughts of you. You are all beautiful souls. You are each born with a purpose. We are all born with a purpose. We are all special. Then we go to school and they try telling us that individuality is something weird and different. Instead of embracing how unique we all are, they try to stand us in a line and give us a hall pass, raise your hand, go to the bathroom. You know, I just remember being a child and being so curious and opening up door cabinets and, you know, always wanting to engage with the world. Then I went to school and it was like the complete opposite. Everything was very strict, following a line. I mean, Jesus, by the time that you get out of college, you might have forgotten your entire street attitude. You know, you might have a bachelor's or a master's in economics, international business, political science. And when it comes to the job application, the guy that was from the street that is 10 times hungrier than you are is going to get the job because he has the gift of jab. So don't ever forget who you are. Don't ever lose your streetness. Learn how to cater best of both worlds. Let's see, what else are we going to talk about today? I'm feeling completely motivated. I'm feeling upbeat. I'm feeling like I'm ready to tackle on the world. And you know, motivation is bullshit because motivation comes and goes. Now, what you need to find is a purpose to be driven. Once you're driven, you will be unstoppable. You have to overcome your fears. Fear is something that holds us back every single day. For example, a couple years back, I went on a 7-day cruise. One of the stops was in Jamaica in Ocho Rios. They're very famous for their cliff diving. It was part of an ATV tour, and then half, the other half of the tour was going to be cliff diving. When we all got to the cliff diving place, long story short, I was the only one considering to throw myself off that cliff. When I walked over to the ledge, literally, it looked like if I jumped off, my feet were going to break because the rocks looked like they were right there. Jamaican guy comes over, he's like, Eddie man, don't worry, more than 20 feet deep, you're good. I don't know why I just gave him a Russian accent, but let's see. Pretty much I walked back and I gave my back to the mountain, to the cliff or whatever, and right there I just started running and jumped. Put it this way, it was so high that I was screaming and then ran out of air, then realized that I had still not hit the ground, the water, I mean, so I kept screaming again. Anyways, when I surfaced, it was like being born again. That tells me that God or whatever you believe in puts the most beautiful experiences on the other side of fear. It's a great thing to be alive. Life is all about mindset, people. Whatever it is that you're going through in your life today, I need you to put it on the back burner, okay? Look at life with a new perspective. I mean, this is my first podcast. I'm looking for you guys to interact with me. Anything that you guys want to talk about, from aliens to the Fermi paradox to interstellar civilizations to cars to movies. I don't consider myself an expert in anything, but I definitely like to talk about different types of topics. Once again, this is being completely improvised. Sorry if this sounds like it's all over the place. It is my first podcast at the end of the day. You guys can follow me on my Instagram page at thatcardude89 or at thatjungleboy. Once again, it's been a pleasure making my first podcast for you people. I want you to go out there today and I want you to tackle everything that's in your way, okay? Remember that I care about you, at least, even though I don't know you. And remember, everything is in God's plan.